It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
Many of us feel that our sexual attraction to our partners has become ancient history. Instead of being sex-starved in your relationship, my guest, Harvard Integrative Physician Dr. Sarah Gottfried, she's also an obstetrician-gynecologist, gives us the protocol for how to balance your hormones naturally and spark that interest back. So, Dr. Gottfried, first of all, how do you know the difference between losing that libido, the hormone balance problems, or to just not being attracted to the person that you're with?
Well, that's a great question. I definitely think that the relationship is an important part of the story, and it's not always easy to separate. So sometimes it can be both, but we know that 70% of low sex drive that women feel is hormonal in origin. So I think it's important to look at the hormones as well as looking at how attracted you are to your partner.
Well, and can you sort of tell this by if you can achieve like an orgasm with masturbation? Would that be a sign that it's not your hormones or your libido? And then in which case we look to getting, you know, something else, maybe therapy or whatever? Or is that not really the case?
Well, when it comes to having an orgasm with masturbation, most women are able to do that even with hormonal imbalance. So we know somewhere around 85 to 90% of women can have an orgasm with masturbation, even in the setting of other hormones that are out of whack. So I'm not sure that that's the best test. I think that what's maybe more helpful is to look at some of the questions surrounding hormone balance. And I like to make the hormones that are involved in sex drive stunningly simple. And maybe we could talk about those.
I'd love to do that. Bring them up.
Yes? Okay, fantastic. So I like to call these your hormonal Charlie's Angels. And what I mean by that is there are three main hormones that you want working on your team and not against you. Those are cortisol, estrogen, and thyroid. So they have different jobs in the body. Cortisol is the main stress hormone. Estrogen is that main hormone that makes you feel pretty and vivacious and flirty. It gives you hips and boobs and makes you want to, you know, put makeup on in the morning. And then the thyroid is the main thing that controls metabolism, weight, and mood.
Okay, so if you aren't feeling very pretty or your mood is slipping or you have no interest in sexual encounters, then what do you do? Do you look at these three hormones and say, what is this, a test that you can, that we come to someone like you and you say, yes, you are low thyroid, or, you know, your estrogen is running a little low? What do we do? Is it food related?
Well, there's a number of approaches. And what I generally tell people to do is to start with some questions that I've developed in my practice to identify the top hormonal imbalances related to low sex drive. So if people want to learn more about that, one option is to go to sarahgottfriedmd.com/gift, and that's going to give you some of that information. But when it comes to figuring out what's going on, I think the number one thing is with cortisol, the main stress hormone, are you tired but wired? Are you depressed, anxious, overwhelmed? Those are some of the key symptoms that go with cortisol. And the interesting part with these Charlie's Angels is that there's a lot of crosstalk. So cortisol, if you are a stress case, the way I was in my 30s, if you're a stress case, it can pull down these other hormones. It can interfere with your thyroid function and with your estrogen.
Okay, so the crosstalk that you're talking about, these hormones can kind of interact, whether good or bad. Right?
That's right. That's right. And, you know, we've got, I would say, an epidemic of low sex drive right now. We know from surveys that have been done that 20% of women would rather be on Facebook than have sex. And frankly, from seeing 10,000 women in the past 10 years, I'm surprised that number wasn't higher.
Well, and what about the worry factor? I mean, my goodness, we've got bills and kids and things we've got to do and jobs and who, you know, you don't have time to think about sex when you've got all these other things pounding down on us.
It's true, and I think women are a lot more sensitive to the worry factor than men are. Men are much more able to compartmentalize, whereas women...
Which they've been able to do since they've been teenagers.
That's right.
I mean, really, you know, for them, it's a tunnel vision. If it comes down to sex, they can put everything else aside because there's just that one focus, whereas the women... We're just thinking so many different things and we multitask far better than they do. So give us your best advice here on what we can do to stop the negative crosstalk between the thyroid, estrogen, and cortisol that's going on in our system and raise up that libido.
Well, I would say the number one thing when it comes to cortisol is to find ways to hit the pause button. You know, especially if you're someone who understands the worry factor, you know that that is you. Hitting the pause button is so crucial. And often I'll talk to women about this in the office and they just roll their eyes. You know, they're just like, I am too busy to pause. But it's the very thing that they need the most. And I say, make it fun. One of the ways I like to make it fun is something called tiara time, which is where you put a tiara on your head and you announce to your family, I'm taking tiara time for 15 minutes. I'm going to do that 3 times a week. It's my way of getting cortisol back into the Goldilocks position, not too high, not too low.
What do we do during our tiara time?
Well, you get to decide, but here's some suggestions. You could take a hot bath for 15 minutes. You could call a girlfriend. You could sit on a cushion and look at a candle. There's so many different things that you can do. All of them are really helpful for getting cortisol down so that it's not running your life and depleting you of those happy brain chemicals and making you not want to have sex.
Well, I'll tell you that my kids actually tell me, go on the treadmill, Mom, because you're acting like a monster. And, you know, getting on the phone with a girlfriend, really, because the minute you get on the phone, your kids are bound to come running up to you with something that they need. So I love the tiara time. I'm going to try it and see if my family will respect that. And so what else? Is there something nutritionally that we can do?
Well, another thing that I think is really good nutritionally is to make sure that you're taking care of your estrogens. Estrogen is in this tango dance with progesterone. So there's a lot of different ways to make sure that you've got enough of the good estrogens and not too many of the bad estrogens. One thing you can do nutritionally is to eat beets. So beets and beet greens are really effective at helping you with getting rid of bad estrogens.
Ooh, and I love beets, so that's very good to know. Now, so really, what else besides the nutritional beets, that sort of thing, do you like massage?
Massage is fantastic. Massage has been shown to lower cortisol. I think we all know that. We all feel fantastic after having a massage, but this is one of those things that I will write on a prescription pad. I think it's really important to be hitting the pause button, however that works for you. If it's a massage, fantastic. Go for it.
I think that's great advice. Now tell the listeners where they can find out more information about you, Dr. Gottfried, and your new book, The Hormone Cure.
Sure. Well, they can go to sarahgottfriedmd.com to download a free chapter of my book, The Hormone Cure. I also mentioned sarahgottfriedmd.com/gift to learn more about getting your Charlie's Angels into balance again.
Well, and the book is called The Hormone Cure, and it's in pre-order right now. I think women, we all need to look at the way that our hormones are cross-talking, as Dr. Gottfried pointed out, and the way that we're dealing with all of these things that are going on and these feelings, and maybe igniting some kind of sex drive back into our lives, because, you know, we all need that. It's a great way to relax and feel better about ourselves in that tiara time. I really like that. So we're going to try out all these great tips. You're listening to Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole, and we'll be back.